Okay, presentation, whatever, on my channel Priyavrata. And okay, this is just me. Telling you things from my perspective, and the others involved can tell it from their perspective as they like, or we will have a video chat room and anyone can join in. It's about something that some of us, you know, we old timers, especially who were once out there on Sankirtan, dedicating our lives to selling books about Krishna, and those making those books. And yeah, it's about Sankirtan, but what I like to call Sankirtan 2.0, and with that I mean, again, this part is my, anyway, take it for as you may, that yes, we understood Sankirtan means to go out and do Harinam, but also the Bing Vedanga, going out selling books on the street as it became. Well, to us it was a bit like that, traveling around in vans all over, village to village, town to town, and trying to sell as many books as we could, and sometimes even competing about that. So yeah, it's in the numbers, right? The more books you sell, the more you spread Krishna consciousness. But of course that's a way of seeing it, and I still would like to see one day my sons or any youngsters or oldies for that sake feel like to do that, get out there on the streets with these beautiful books. It's very inspiring, but it's tapasya. So anyway, but I would say the next understanding of it . What we call Sankirtan 2.0 here really just means to understand deeper what this Sankirtan is about. It's of course about spreading knowledge somehow or other about Krishna, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, that's the books I love to sell and make. And of course the Krishna Consciousness Movement, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada created, it's a kind of community for devotees, of course. For devotees to work and be together. So when that works, it's beautiful. But he actually, as we know, at least we, from that time and age, learned from Prabhupada that, yes, the Bhagavatacharyas, they especially emphasize not just going to the temple and ringing the bell and all of that, not just doing bhajan there on your own, the kirtan, but going out, giving this, because it is a beautiful treasure we have been given. Give it to far and wide, to as many as possible. But then, of course, we took it a bit from the other direction, that we do this to bring in members to the organization and to the religious group and all of that. So, yeah, which led us through some troublesome times back in the 80s and even later a bit. Anyway, Prabhupada said Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan must go on. Sankirtan is the most important. Temples may be, or maybe not. ISKCON may stand or fall, but the BBT must go on. Things like that. So what then is this Sankirtan foundation? Because that's what we are talking about. Well, it's first of all that it's a foundation, a trust, with the sole and only purpose of distributing knowledge built on a Vaishnava Siddhanta. That's the broad and open definition, and we're also talking there about the four Vaishnava Sampradayas. So it should, we're talking about production of media, whether books, but more so the modern, very advanced and powerful and wonderful forms of media that are now available and that youngsters grow up with, but that we oldies hardly even know the existence of. It's not anymore every town and village, it's about every heart and soul and mind. Because you have like 4 or 5 billion people connected with little screens in their pockets where they can watch and hear high quality films, video, music, radio, podcasts, read books, e-books, and whatever. So we are really talking about, and this is what I personally have been working with. I should say, overtly, for the past 20, 25 years or so, but actually through my life, because as a devotee, because it was always, you know, magazines, radio, and book production, book distribution, theater plays, all that kind of, even a couple of comics. So I'm that kind of creative guy, and that's what I've now accepted myself to be and where I'm working. But also, I have something to say, share my own realizations about Krishna, Krishna consciousness. So, and I thought there are more of us like that. Now I have had the fortune, although sometimes it was not easy either, to work a bit, learn from professionals, from the Swedish television elite up there. And I used to work together with for a couple of years, and others who really know things, and there are others of us who have more knowledge, I would say professional real knowledge about different aspects of media production. Madhav Puri, for instance, he was the BBT boss back then, BBT leader here in North European zone, I would say, or in Scandinavia, up here in Radicum, and has since then quite solid experience of the corporate world, being a CEO of, I would say, a successful company, and so on. And then you have young devotees who really learn now for real. I mean, today, these days today, you need to educate yourself. You need to learn things in order to get a job. You have to be sharp. And the educations are not anymore just something fun you do to get some money, loans. I don't know, but so they are learning things that we can't. And I can see that my sons, for instance, they are way ahead of me. So the Sankirtan Foundation is simply, why did we suggest this? A trust, a foundation only meant to do Sankirtan and to promote and inform people about the Sankirtan movement. Well, that's why this foundation is there. And to help such productions, whether we are talking YouTube channels, films, games, whatever kind of media and whatever kind of productions and scripts and ideas that especially the young generation may come up with, then help with both education, and actually it is meant to be that, an education, a media education foundation on a Vaishnava foundation. I mean, and students, they learn by working with those who are experienced and who have actual education and professional experience, and or with real projects, Krishna conscious media productions, and we have a few already waiting for that. And then others who like to be supporters, sponsors of the Sankirtan movement, who have some, you know, old inheritance, extra income. Me, for example, I'm throwing in a monthly, what is it? ₹8,000 or so. That I can afford, but also that I see are best used for this. So I trust the Sankirtan Foundation, the Sankirtan Trust. And the, you know, just as an example of what we can do with this foundation. So yes, I put money into the foundation. And I can earmark them, as we call it. I want this money used for this project, for that project. And yes, I want to see regular reports of how it is going and exactly how my money was used. A good accountant, very responsible and honest, is there at the heart of the foundation. And a management that is very small footprint, actually, not a big organization, top heavy pyramid or whatever. And everyone working with the foundation are obliged to, by law, to simply work for and use all the resources of the foundation for these Vaishnava Siddhanta based projects. So if you are like me, have some extra money you don't know what to do with, want to dedicate them for, and even after we leave this world, the foundation stands there and continues with that dutiful Sankirtan mission, which includes, I put there in the bylaws for it, which is the Bible for a foundation, that yes, that I, as one of the co-founders, want that throughout the work, at least the work I will do and I'm doing, I will refer to Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and his writings. And with the purpose that I think it would be, it's nice to have there, that along any media productions that are going on here, we want to help and actually carry out distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. And in my, if you ask me, I just like paper books, and I've been working with producing paper books for a decade. So yes, at the end of the day, after watching all your fancy screens, why not sit down with a nice cup of tea and a copy of Srila Prabhupada's book, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So, you know, that's the mood that I see here in this Sankirtan Foundation. But again, you could say non-sectarian, above and beyond those whatever institutions and all of that which have developed through the years. We know how things tend to turn into religions with power play and profit, temptation there, you know, all that. and quarrels and boards. But sometimes just get blocked by internal disagreements. We all know that story. So this is simply, you could say, a media production company in a way. But because in that way, a foundation is that. It's an organizational form, but it is not meant for producing profit for anyone. But all the profit generated, which of course our productions will, and again, that's where we need people who know that field. They will be generating also profits, which will then go back into the foundation and sponsor new projects, nice projects, and thus give income, salary to young Vaishnavas, young Bhaktas, Bhaktins, who want to work in the media industry, whether they want to work there, because actually it's an education and they don't get a salary, but they get stipendium. What do you call it? Anyway, so in this way, their education, their job, their studies, you know, working with projects and learning, you can call it yrkeskola in Swedish, whatever it is in English, then they can also, and that's the idea, have qualifications, certifications if we can, that can be used in the society if they want to start their own or work with another company. In this way, also helping young Vaishnavas, well, our children in my case, my sons, if they so want, to earn a good, fair income, working with a job they like and love, and then doing it some or other for the Sankirtan movement. And yes, some may walk around on the street selling books made of paper, such as we did, and they can too be sponsored by the Sankirtan Foundation, when others may sit in studios and produce or write or manage or whatever. But it's all just as it was when we were young. We saw it like that. And I remember Hikesh Maharaj, who was really, I mean, say what you will, what you want, but he was really dedicated to the Sankirtan mission. But today times are different. And we think that something like this would be a very good complement to the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust and to ISKCON. And just to show you, we have a website already under development though, called sankirtan.se, where you can read all about it. There you find everything really that a visitor might want or need to know if they are interested in Krishna consciousness. And yes, also right there learn about sankirtan, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, chanting of the holy name, and also the bhakti yoga, the essence of bhakti yoga, which is not about just me meditating and me reaching perfection and so, but we, how I act, not just for me but for us. And that's, I would say, really what sankirtan, the Bhagavat Marga, is about. So yeah, on sankirtan.se you find links to all the temples and nice Vaishnava projects in Sweden, physical or online. So you have everything gathered here. So it's just plain, straight information, which will then again be maintained by the Sankirtan Foundation forever and ever. So you can, and update it continuously by someone, student of the Vaishnava Foundation or the Sankirtan Foundation or whatever. So you get the idea, I guess. If there's anything more you want to know, just go to sankirtan.se and you will understand what this is all about. So, well, what this is all about, this speech here, and again, this is just me, and I'm just one of the founders of this foundation, and the others can make their own speeches here, whatever, wherever they want. And we will have, hopefully, our own channel here in due course. I mean, the foundation will have its... Well, it's an invitation to you, yes, you, who somehow feel that you can relate to this, what I spoke about. I mean, old sankirtaners who have sankirtan in their hearts, not just the scores and the this and the that and the fame, but the mission, right, of giving Krishna to the fallen conditioned souls, and who can relate to this concept of sankirtan 2.0, which again is nothing, not the other thing, but just a deeper, as I say, dare saying, understanding of what it's all about. Again, not about book selling scores, but it's about bringing this knowledge to the heart, mind and soul of everyone here. And what's even better is that the Sankirtan Foundation can work internationally as well, although sankirtan.se is then of course for Sweden. So if you like this idea, then get in touch with Madhava Puri, or just click on the link there, here, on sankirtan.se, or whatever, and drop us a note. And yes, we, as my rapport told me, he's kind of a manager of all of this. I'm just a producer kind of guy. But yes, of course, sympathize with what was said here, feel that yes, this is what I want to support. And then have something, that's what how foundations are and why they are created, have something of value to put into it. Then you are welcome as one of us, the gang who founded this Sankirtan Foundation. So thank you, Hare Krishna.